Welcome to Hunting Podcasts.
My name is Bailey.
And my name is Luke. Did you know that in 2012, 668 rhinos were poached in South Africa?
We're going to be talking a lot about hunting and poaching and also fishing in Maine.
We have a lot of fishers and hunters in Maine, but not a lot of poaching.
On the TV show Northwoods Law, they catch a lot of people who illegally trafficked fish and also eel for a lot of money.
There are a lot of people poaching deer in Maine.
There are also a lot of poachers in Africa, though.
Many animals are becoming endangered because of poachers.
Some animals like rhinos, tigers, and even mountain gorillas are becoming endangered.
I think that we have to make a change, because they are part of our food chain.
And the big thing is that for every animal that goes extinct, there's a massive impact on the food chain in that area.
There is a big difference in poaching and legal hunting. You can get a certain amount of fish in a lake so they don't die off. I like fishing because it's a fight.
I do too, but some people take advantage of quiet fishing spots to take too many fish to sell and eat, which is illegal.
Some fish are worth a lot of money, and those fish are being trafficked.
Fish like sturgeon are endangered and probably going to go extinct.
People can get an angelfish for $25.
Some fish are rare, and rich and famous people will pay a lot of money to fill up a huge aquarium with them just to look good.
These animals are dying. They are not in their usual habitats. Some of these fish go extinct because they are already rare.
Another thing that's causing fish to die at a fast rate is climate.
Also, the exotic fish are dying because of pollution. Because people are dumping trash in the ocean.
The Great Pacific Garbage Patch isn't helping with the pollution and is killing hundreds of fish every day and about 1 million seabirds a year.
This is impacting humans because we eat these illegal fish that have garbage in them.